This episode is sponsored by SmartVestor. Connect with an investing pro for free at RamseySolutions.com/invest. You're listening to Ramsey Everyday Millionaires, where we talk investing, retirement, building wealth, and outrageous generosity.
Linda's in Phoenix. Hey, Linda, how are you?
Hi, good.
Good. How can we help?
So my husband and I, we currently own a home. We've been here for 12 years. We have a really awesome interest rate on it, low mortgage. And we are thinking about buying another house. And we want to keep our current home as an investment property. But I'm just a little bit worried that it's going to strap us financially too much. And just kind of wanted to get your thoughts.
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't buy it? No.
No, I mean, I'd sell the house and buy another house, but I wouldn't keep your other house. I know that because you have a mortgage on it. Your first goal to becoming wealthy, one of the top two things you need to do, there's two big things to get to the first million to 5 million in net worth, is get your residence paid for, be 100% debt free, and build up your retirement in mutual funds. Those are the two primary things that cause people to get their first 1 to 5 million. It is not leveraged, borrowed rental property. That is not what causes the typical first 1 to 5 million. All the research we've done studying 10,000 millionaires. So everybody talks about how good rental property is. Rental property is wonderful if it's paid for and your home is paid for, but that's not the situation you're in.
Okay. So you say this house needs to be paid off before, if we wanted to have two.
Well, and you would need property to pay cash for the next house.
Okay. Yeah, we couldn't do that. Yeah,
I know. I can tell. Let's pretend you were sitting in a paid-for home and you wanted to buy a rental property. I would tell you to do that with cash. It's what I, by the way,
have
done.
Buy the rental property with cash.
Everything with cash. Never buy real estate with debt. Because here's what happens. You don't make as much on them because you're eating up your cash flow with payments, and all of a sudden, the way you're dealing with a tenant changes because you need the rent money to pay the payment.
Right.
You know how much I need rent? I've got a bunch of real estate. You know how much I have to collect the rent on any of it? None of it, because I don't have any debt. And so I don't have to put a bad tenant in there hoping they'll pay because I got to make the bank note.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
There's no desperation when you do it that way. And your worry that you mentioned, that's wisdom. That's your body telling you this is not a good idea. And so doing it this way, it's going to take longer, but you're going to do it with a lot of peace and a lot of patience.
Yeah. So if I were going to move in your situation, I would just sell that house, move the equity to the next property, get that personal residence paid off, and then start saving and pay cash for your first rental. That, by the way, is exactly what I did the second time I built wealth. The first time I was a millionaire, I did it with borrowed money on real estate, and I went bankrupt and lost everything because I was leveraged up to my eyeballs and I was stupid. So I wasn't stupid. What I was doing was stupid. And if you're out there doing it, you're not stupid, but what you're doing is really stupid. So there we go.
Well, and Dave, this is another part I love. She said, we've been here 12 years. I love the interest rate. I don't love the house. I just love the interest rate. People are hanging
George,
on
you,
to
do you love the interest rate that you have?
No, because I don't got one.
The interest rate you have is zero.
It's a wonderful
I love
interest
your
rate.
Interest rate.
Thank you, Dave.
I love my interest rate. It's zero. I don't have an interest rate.
But that's the toxic money culture, Dave. They're saying you should get obsessed with a low interest rate, a low payment. That's the key. No, the key is be
if
no
you're going
anything.
To borrow to buy your home, date the rate, marry the house. The interest rate should be looked at as a temporary thing, not something we're going to keep around like a family heirloom. So
pass it on to my grandkids, Dave.
It's
3%.
It's a good one. We're going to make sure everybody gets you a little. No, that's not. That's right, though. That's how people talk about it. And that's not making fun of her. That's just what, but that's how people think in America today. So, Linda, what we're always big on around here is getting you out of debt, keeping you out of debt, because it is the shortest, most sustainable way to build wealth, the shortest path to proven wealth building. Because you don't have any payments, you have money. And then you get to buy more stuff and help more people and be more generous.
Thanks for listening to Ramsey Everyday Millionaires. Need help with your investments? Connect with a SmartVestor Pro at RamseySolutions.com/invest or click the link in the show notes. Ramsey Solutions is a paid non-client promoter of participating pros. Learn more at RamseySolutions.com/SmartVestor.